Mark, on that second goal, describe that play Blake Wheeler makes, not only getting you the pass, but the space he clears for you to take that shot.
Yeah, it was a great play. Obviously, he knocked it out of the air and then got on his horse to drive the middle for me. And, you know, obviously cleared a lot of space. You know, I was looking for Casey to maybe pop open and some guy to come to me, and they didn't. And it was a great play by Wheels.
Second time in your career you've been able to hit 30 goals, and you've got quite a bit of season left. Just can you kind of talk about how you're feeling right now out there?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I play with two unbelievable players, so I'm pretty lucky. And, you know, on any given night, we try to do everything for each other, that, you know, that one guy gets rewarded. And if it's, a guy driving the net or taking a hit or, blocking a shot or just having a good stick, that's what we do for each other all over the ice. And, I was lucky tonight to get to.
Paul's talked about how things haven't necessarily come easy in recent games for the group as a whole. How much does your line, you put things on yourself in order to get things going when maybe a little bit of adversity hits?
Yeah, obviously you're going to go through, tough stretches. You're going to go through good games and bad games. But, when we play the right way for a full 60 minutes, it's tough to stick with us for that whole time. So, we just stick to our simple game, get pucks deep, wear teams down. And, kind of like that Buffalo game, that's a prime example of it. We wear them down and we score one in the last 5 minutes and to take the win. So, that's where our whole team has to have that mentality, is just wear them down each and every shift, and good things will happen.
Why do you think your team's been so comfortable, tie games going into the third period? You're now 12-0, I think, on the year.
I think it's just our mentality. We know it's tough to stay with us if we're playing the right game, if we're playing fast, and we're getting it behind their D and having a good forecheck. It's tough to go back for those pucks over and over. So I think that's the biggest thing. We have to keep that in mind every game.
How do you describe the boost that the fourth line's given your group since Andrew Kopp has moved onto it?
They've been awesome. Obviously Copper in the middle there has been unbelievable. He's kind of a calming force for that line. Always in the right spot, has a good stick, skates well. And has a nose for the net. So, that whole line has been solid for us. And it's good to see them get rewarded for it.
Has Truba said sorry yet?
Yeah, he did. He felt bad. He was like, "What are you doing? And what are you doing?" That was going in, but just a stinger for a few seconds, and then it was all good.
Got to ask about the matchup, that Rangers top line. It's just insane 5-on-5 numbers throughout the year. What does it feel like to come out on top of that with two goals tonight?
We're a pretty good line too. So, they got a lot of good players on it, and they're it's always fun to have a challenge like that.
Looking at the replay of that first goal, it's just a split second he opens up the wickets there. Can you take me through that? Did you see it opening? Did you know by his movements that it was going to open, or did you just fire it?
I was actually looking for Wheels or Casey to pop off once I got it, because I saw him kind of overslide a little bit. I was looking for one of those guys to pop off and have an empty net, but they played good D and let me shoot it, and sometimes they go in.